Welcome and Sabbath blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that will be listening in other devices and later on recording, Sabbath blessing everyone on this February the 14th, 2026. This is our new chapter, chapter 31, entitled A Day of Judgment. I hope and pray everyone could see the presentation in the room, dear ones. And we are going to hand it back to our dear brother that he will share the hymn to our theme, The Judgment Has Set, number 416.
The judgment has set, the books have been opened. How shall we stand in that great day when every thought and word and action God the righteous judge shall weigh? How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away? The work is begun with those who are sleeping. Soon will the living here be tried. Out of the books of God's remembrance, his decision to abide. How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away? Oh, how shall we stand that moment of searching, when all our sins those books reveal? When from that court each case decided shall be granted no appeal. How shall we stand in that great day? How shall we stand in that great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. We are going to ask any of the little ones, by the help of their parents or elder sibling, to open their study with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear one.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. Please protect the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall take labor and do all thy work, and the 7 days the Sabbath of the Lord. Please protect the people that's in the Sabbath and the people that's joining the Sabbath. Please protect me and everybody that I know. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear little one. It is story time, so let's have a listening ear for our dear brother. We'll introduce our new chapter, chapter 31, entitled A Day of Judgment, in a story of Jesus' lesson book.
All right, the Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the following books: Jude, Matthew, Genesis, Isaiah. Jude 14 says, "And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints." So Enoch was a prophet. And Matthew 25:32, "And behold, before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from his goats." in Genesis 7:1, "And the Lord said unto Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me in this generation." Genesis 19:14, "And Lot went out and spoke unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law." And Isaiah 25:9, "And it shall be said in that day, Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation." The day of Christ's coming is a day of judgment upon the world. The scripture declare, "Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints to execute judgment upon all." Jude 14. "Before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from his goats." Matthew 25. 34.
You went and do it already? Okay. Call me.
I'm sorry, yes, Sister Gina, we're in the midst of our study. Can you unmute your mic? Okay. Sorry, dear brother. May you continue?
"But before that day, God warns men of what is coming. He has always given men warning of coming judgments. Some believe the warning and obey the word of God. These escaped the judgments that fell upon the disobedient and the unbelieving. Before he destroyed the world by a flood, God commanded Noah, Come thou and all thy house into the ark, for thee have I seen righteous before me." Genesis 7:1. Noah obeyed and was saved. Before the destruction of Sodom, angels brought to Lot a message, "Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city." Genesis 19:14. Lot heeded the warning and was saved. Yeah, he heeded it all right. He was dragging his feet and had to be dragged out of the city. Praise the Lord, he did it though. So now we are warned of Christ's second coming and of the destruction that is to fall upon the world, and all who heed the warning will be saved. The righteous, as they behold Christ at his coming, will exclaim, "Lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us." Isaiah 25:9. This is taken from the story of Jesus. 179 and 180. "The reason they say, Lo, this is our God, is because before this, the devil will have appeared here and there, personating Jesus, saying that he's Christ." And we say, "No, no, no. This is our God." Thank you for listening.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Next Sabbath, we will review our first part of our new chapter of our lesson entitled A Day of Judgment in our Tiny Thought lesson book, The Story of Jesus, and that will be held February the 21st, 2026. And remember, little ones, how shall we stand in the great day? How shall we stand in the great day? Shall we be found before him wanting, or with our sins all washed away? Amen. We are going to ask any of the little ones or elder sibling, mommies or daddies, or even one of our guests to open a children's section of the story. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for waking us up here this morning. Please protect us. Please protect the people who are here and people who are not here. And the people who are joining the Sabbath and the people who are not able to join the Sabbath. And the people who are listening to the recordings. And the people who are on the tablet or the phone or the TV. Please protect people who, please protect us as we are learning new words and new things about you during the slides that we go through. Please protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. It is time for our Tiny Tots and their parents and guests to learn precious lessons in God's creation through nature. Our topic, we are still in Mamas of the Bible. So this Sabbath, boys and girls, we will continue with our third topic entitled The Body of a Lion of our nature segment, Mamas of Prey, Lions. And our dear brother will be able to share.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. We will start. Our Bible verses for our lesson and our topic, Mammals of the Bible, are taken from the Sam's Bible Lesson, or SBL, Year 2, Quarter 4, Lesson 10, Walking on Water. The Bible verses for our nature segment, Lesson 10, entitled Walking on Water. Our opening scripture is taken from John 6:19, and it reads, "So when they had rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they see Jesus walking on the sea and drawing nigh unto the ship, and they were afraid." And also Matthew 14:26-27 reads, "When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit,' and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, 'Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid.'" Our memory verse for today is Hebrews 12:1. It reads, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us." And the character quality of the story is thankfulness versus gratitude. Thankfulness is the expression of gratitude to God and to others for how they have benefited one's life. And our lesson for today is Lesson 3, The Body of a Lion. Nature, the body of a lion. Lions are built for strength, not speed. This can remind us how Jesus was not in a hurry to set a kingdom on earth. He wanted to strengthen the principles of his spiritual kingdom in his believers' hearts first. The male lion weighs from 350 to 400 pounds, or 159 to 180 kilograms. Some weigh even more. The female is a little smaller. Most males are about 9 feet or 3 meters long from their tail to their nose. The fact that a lion does not carry any extra fat on its body helps it to run fast for short distances. In the Bible, fat represents sin. Sin slows us down. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Our memory verse, Hebrews 12:1. Lions can run up to 35 miles per hour or 56 kilometers per hour for short distances. Male lions are the only cats with manes. This gives them a regal appearance and makes them look bigger and stronger than they are. The mane protects them in a battle. It softens any blows that they may receive. The animal is 5 years of age before the mane is fully grown. Just as only male lions have manes, so only males among the human family have beards. Jesus had a beard which must have added to his dignified appearance. Dignified bearing. The Bible speaks of the faces of men of might and men of war, whose faces were like the faces of lions. 1 Chronicles 12:8. Even I have a beard that grows back eventually. The lion's coat is just the right color for hiding. It is a brownish yellow, just like the dry grass. The back of the ears and tuft of hair at the end of the tail are black. Young lions, called cubs, have spots on their coats for camouflage. The camouflage color of the lion helps it to capture its prey. It surprised its victims from ambush, lying in wait in the tall grass near waterfalls. What a good description of how Satan attacks Christians, oftentimes when they least expect it, like on their way to church or prayer meeting, like waterfalls. Lions kill larger animals, such as oxen, by biting their throat with its teeth. It reminds us how Satan destroys his most Christians through appetite. He was trying to destroy the disciples' Christian experience through unholy ambition. Lions, like the cat family in general, are very graceful in their movements. Proverbs describes them as comely and going. Proverbs 30:29. I feel surely that the lion of the tribe of Judah was comely in his walk past the disciples on the water. What could be more majestic than to see him walk calmly amidst the angry billows? Lions have strong muscles in the shoulders and forelegs. They give the lion the strength to catch and pull its prey to the ground. The way the lion brings its prey down reminds us of how Satan tries to make a Christian fall. Thou hast thrust sore at me that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. Psalm 118:13. Lions have muscles and strong tendons in the rear legs, which provide power for leaping through the air. These muscles are so powerful that a lion can leap a farmer's 5 foot or 1.5 meter per fence with a whole cow held tightly in its powerful jaws. It can remind us of the strength that the lion of the tribe of Judah can give to us. By my God have I leaped over a wall. 2 Samuel 22:30. On each paw are curved claws that hook and hold prey. When not being used, the claws withdraw to a sheath in the paw so they will stay sharp. In the lion's mouth are 30 teeth. Their sharp teeth are not made for chewing, for they tear pieces of flesh off of their victims and swallow whole. They have a special tongue with a rough surface for scraping the last bits of meat off of bones. The way a lion tears up its prey brings to mind Psalm 7:1-2. O Lord, save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me, lest ye tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces. The teeth of a lion are so strong they can crush bones. This reminds us how Satan, the roaring lion, wants to break up the principles we stand for. As a lion, so will he break all my bones. Isaiah 38:13. It says here on the side, as speaking of the wicked, the psalmist pleads, break out the great teeth of the young lions, O Lord. Psalm 58:6. Satan doth not like God warn before he strikes. Written by Vavasor or Powell. On the paws, the lion has rubbery pads to quietly sneak up on its prey. Its ears turn from side to side to catch sounds coming from almost any direction. Satan, a roaring lion, is attracted to the murmuring rather than thankful sounds. When moving through tall grass, a lion may not see its prey, but it is always able to hear it up to a mile away. thou huntest me as a fierce lion. Job 10:16. The way a lion moves silently to remind us how Jesus, the lion of the tribe of Judah, silently approached the disciples in the water. They were as terrified of his appearance as small animals might be of a passing lion. A lion's eyes are specially made for seeing at night. Most of their hunting, therefore, is done in the dark. Remember how Satan attacked Peter after the disciples had brought upon themselves great spiritual darkness? Both in the Desire of Ages, page 38. You can better understand why Satan is compared with a hunting lion. Remember how Jesus, the lion of the tribe of Judah, was active at night? It was then that he walked on the sea to his disciples. Night was also a time when he was active in prayer. When we are in danger, like the disciples were, how thankful we are when we hear Jesus say, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." Here is a diagram to see the lion's main body parts. See the yellow eyes, the powerful front legs for striking and prey, the retractable claws. The males have thick mane around head and shoulders. The fur is a tawny yellow color, the long tail, and a tufted head. Information from www.slideserve.com. Let's learn more about the lion's body parts. Over here, the tail, it keeps balance, allows mothers to tell her cubs to follow her. The paws allow for her silent approach of prey, give a whole wide range of motion, holds retractable claws. The eyes, they allow for excellent sight while night hunting, but don't provide peripheral vision. The mane for males helps protect them from scratches while fighting, helps females choose between males. And finally, the teeth. The canine teeth are spaced for slipping between vertebrae, molars act like scissors on meat. Chunks of food are swallowed whole. Only one side of the mouth is used at once, since lion's jaws don't move side to side. More interesting facts about lions. Lions make many gestures towards each other, rubbing head, face, and neck against another lion. It seems to be a form of greeting. Most lions drink water daily if available, but can go 4 or 5 days without it. Lions in arid areas seem to obtain needed moisture from the stomach contents of their prey. The lion's worst enemy is a surprise. It is a porcupine. And who can blame them? With those quills, even they know to keep their distance. A lion can't actually roar until it's 2 years old. When adult, a lion's roar can be heard from as far as 5 miles away. A lion is the only one having a tassel on the tail. It's often used to signal to other members of the pride with messages like this way. Our closing hymn for our college study is entitled, "Blessed Be the Tide That Binds." Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, the fellowship of kindred mine is light, is that above. Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayer. Our fears, our hopes, our aims are one, our comforts and our cares. We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear, and often for each other's foes, the sympathizing tears. When we are called to part, it inward pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again.
So next week, by God's grace, we will be reviewing our first part of a new chapter entitled A Day of Judgment in our storybook, The Story of Jesus. We are going to ask anyone of our remnant family that would like to close the toddler's study with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear.
May we bow our heads and our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy most and holy name. Father Jesus, we thank you for bringing us safely through another week. Thank you for bringing us and gathering us here to learn about your beautiful lessons about the animals. There's so much packed in and there's so much to learn. We thank you, Father Jesus. We thank you for the little ones that are participating and also are listening, Father. Bless and teach each and every one of them. Be with us as we go now to the next sections of our study. Bless us continuously and send your Holy Spirit to be with us. Elevate our minds and our thoughts and keep us safe in this blessed Sabbath day. In no other name of Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear sister. So next Sabbath, by God's grace, it will be the 21st, 2026. We will review chapter 31, A Day of Judgment. May the Lord bless each and every one of you, wherever you may be. Keep warm, and especially with the warmth of our Savior in your home and heart. God bless each and every one. Until next Sabbath.